What's up, everyone? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's another great Tuesday on the show. Every Tuesday, Glitz and Glamour is on. And the host, the main host should be here. They should be here in just a moment. But what we're going to do, we'll go ahead and go into a quick sound break. And we come back, we'll be chopping up with them. And you get to know what today's show is about. So we'll be back right here on Glitz and Glamour. We're going to one of the past songs. Let's see. Let's go ahead and kick it with my boy Rich and get in five.
Hey, what up, baby? What you looking all stressed and shit for?
Five!
Hey, never mind them. Them niggas be tripping. Anyways, get your hat on, baby. Come jump in this drop with me. Let's roll.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. She say she wanna roll with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right.
Top of my new whip, some type of foreign shit make your bitch sick. My gold bezels make the bitch flip. He's a lame nigga, she like my dick. Gotta at the show screaming five shit. She a down bitch when I hit the lick. Spin your bread, use a fucking trick. I like my bitches like I like my whip. Talkin' shit and get your head bust. No tolerance, shout out to my clip. 5-piece, shout out to the click. I got a money tree that can keep me rich. Bank rolls for the hell of it. Satin sheets for the delicate. These bitches choosing, gotta make it quick. Cause it's back to grind as soon as I'm supposed to be. Making moves when I'm taking trips. Flying overseas just to watch them strip. 2 chains, I'm different. And I ain't doing no tripping. Mad at me cause of my currency. And if the pussy weak, then it's a blur to me. She'll pass around like offering. And if the head good, then we adopting them. Five.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. She say she wanna roll with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right.
She said she tired of them lame niggas. It's cool jazz and ain't nothing like your main nigga. I'm spontaneous, why he keeps it the same with ya. So play your role, you'd be surprised with the game. Get you, switch it up. Roll the switcher while you back it up. Dump the truck, switch positions. Kama Sutra and skinny dipping. Secret missions of ecstasy. Sescapades under canopies. My stamina, my pedigree. Legendary, get your mind right. Big long, hit your spine right. I was bred to handle this line. I'm like, man, I shine bright. You pussy niggas, it's all hype, but it's alright. I fucked your bitch on the late night, send her home to you in the same night. She fucked the final that brain right. You a lame right, get your game right. It's live life, keep it live like.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. With a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga.
Like Mr. X, no price, Mr. Do What I Like, Mr. Change Too Bright. Can't rock with you if you afraid of height. If the head right, I'm there every night. Man, I run shit, shit, you heard right. I'm the freshest on the west, that's on Jesus Christ. Mean rip game, it ain't nothing nice. Baby, grab my hand and we can take flight. Shit on all my exes, shit on all your exes. Take you out the 100, put you in the leg. Left that lame nigga, now you straight flexing. Keep killers with me, I know you ain't flexing. Shit, call me God, cause I be straight blessing. Insecure nigga, cause you be straight stressing. I can teach you things, that's a fucking lesson. Chick, share me. That's the only confession. Keep 100 stacks in my possession. I keep a couple dimes like I'm straight corn collecting. When I'm horny, I'm the one she's texting. I keep her busting back to back like a Smith and Wesson. Oh, lame nigga, damn shame, nigga. Don't be mad at me, you know the game, nigga. Yo, chick chose, I'm so cold. And them Gucci clothes, jewels all gold.
All right, and we're back, everybody. That was that boy Rich. That was five point production. And that was five niggas. So we're back in the building. We got the host, my girl Marla Angela, and Riri. What's up? What's up?
Hello, guys.
Well, I'm
pretty much late. Excuse my tardiness.
There's some whack ass iPhone. What it is.
You're right. I agree with you. This whack iPhone.
Please do not blame me. Thank you. It's Teddy's fault. We'll leave it at that and two against one.
Anywho.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, we have Houston Riri back today.
Yes.
Say
hi.
Back. Hopefully, I will not be getting disconnected, but we'll see.
Hello, listeners.
Oh, I'm so rude. This is your host, Model Angela, along with my co-host,
Houston.
She don't never know when to say her damn name.
Oh, jeez.
We're going to have to practice this shit. You're going to be like, along with my co-host, one, two, three.
We're going to have an opening prayer before every show for you. For the, say, Lord, please.
And let it play so it never mess up.
Yes, we got our open prayers.
Okay, what's new, everyone?
I'm right back. I'm going to go check and get some more people online, so I'll be back. Yeah, keep talking.
Okay. You got to check some line. Oh. So, what's new, Houston? Been a minute.
Okay,
we missed
so
you a little bit.
I've been missing all the shows, you know, but I'm starting to think that, first thing, Amina Butterfly and what's her name are not really married. I think they're lying. Cause
I love hip hop.
Yeah, because look, if they're really married, when we see some type of legal documents on the internet, you know, people be, come on, that stuff gets slipped out when it's the truth. You can find it, you know? And then, I don't think that Mendici is in jail. I think he laying low for the show purposes.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what that is, because I don't think they would be so, you know, open to talk about it if he really got some serious time. Like, nobody
yeah.
really does that.
Yeah.
So I don't really
that's
think
it.
He's in jail anymore. I think he's already out. Because I remember one time she was posting pictures, and then she kind of stopped posting pictures with him and, like, deleted them
yeah.
all on her Instagram. I guess because of the show purposes, to make it seem like, you know, he's still incarcerated or whatever. Ain't nobody stupid.
Yeah, because one day I said, let me look on here and see if they post pictures. And it was like, it was twice. At one point, when I looked at the picture, it said he had posted it 5 weeks ago. Then another point, I said another picture, it said 2 weeks ago. They're like, dude, you ain't getting out with just posting pictures right there. And I'm sure what's my name got your password posting pictures right there. You out of jail, and y'all just trying to make Mona's show look like something. So you laying low until the time for you to pop up on the show. That's all it is.
Yeah. We shall see sooner or later. Like, I ain't supposed to be going to court, like, next week. You know what? This show has to be, like, again, like, usually Love & Hip Hop New York is not that bad. Like, the nastiest shows be Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Like, Love & Hip Hop New York is usually, you know, a whole lot of business, a little bit of drama, but more business than anything. But this one, they got a whole Stevie J Jocelyn situation. This one's actually
going
worse
on,
than Stevie
yeah.
J situation, because he was like, him and the chick been together like 13 years, and the girl he's married to, they only was together for a year. Are you shitting
yeah.
me? No.
You know how they're doing that, Angela, because they know that ATL one is getting more love. So they're like, okay, how can we keep NY alive? Let's keep some drama going. That's the
yeah.
course you think about it. They brought one of the drama queens and stuff from ATL to the show.
Exactly.
So, like, come on. It's like, obviously, that's what they're doing.
But
I
don't really care for that. Love & Hip Hop New York. I'm kind of over it already. It's really not that good. But what I do like is Chrissy and Mr. Jones. I love that show, guys.
Yeah.
I love Chrissy. She's awesome.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It is true.
I don't care what nobody say. Y'all can disagree all you want to. If you want to fight, that's fine. But I really like the way Jim Jones plays his, like, family role versus the way T.I. plays his family role. T.I. seems so scripted. Like, he seems scripted to me. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is like, he does try to instill. Nothing's wrong with the stuff he's doing. It just doesn't seem natural to me.
I think me, this is the one time on the show me and Angela got an argument. It was over this. I believe so. I can't rock with you on that one. I mean, it's some people, they're not gangster once of 100, they're not gangster 24/7. Some people, they the rest of the day.
No.
It's just what we
think
got to rock around. So, sorry, you better clean up your room, sorry. Now he got to be like
no,
that.
No, it's
like,
not even like the way he talks to them. It's like the stuff that he does. It's just like the way he says stuff and the way he acts when something is going on or how he brings up a situation or how he brings up a lesson that he teaches kids. It just seems like it's scripted. Or he planned it out to make it sound, you know, right to the public.
Which, that's
or whatever.
What most reality TV shows are.
Most
reality TV shows are scripted. They say, okay, on Wednesday you're going to tape at 3:00, and this is going to be your topic. I want you to get kind of upset about it. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. Reality TV is not real.
Yeah,
and
if you watch
like,
it, I mean,
like their stuff is real, but all these other shows have been saying is not real. Like,
Jay-Z said it best. He said, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. That's why when I watch these shows, I go in, I watch them for pure entertainment. I believe half of what I see and none of what I hear.
Yeah, I watch it for pure entertainment too, but I would like for you to at least pretend like you're tricking me while I'm watching it. That's all I ask.
Yeah, because it seems like T.I. is acting. Like when he was in that ATL movie, it's the same way as when he's in his damn show. When these actors act, you like, if you look at Tien Tamir and them, they regularize is completely different from what they're acting, their roles.
Yeah.
Like, T.I. seems like he's still in a dang old ATL movie.
I wouldn't go to say that T.I. is the same person. It just, that's how he really is. Like, maybe ATL is
he just
real
life corny as fuck.
Yeah, he real life corny because my friend said the thing. He said, "How do you get paid to play to be?" He said, "He's not doing no acting. He's getting paid to be T.I." He said it best, and that makes sense. I mean, T.I.
He's not getting paid to be T.I. He's not being T.I.
That makes these corny ass phrases like "stoop doobly" and stuff like that.
Again,
we crazy.
T.I. is getting paid to play. What he want T.I. to be. That's not that nigga. Have you ever seen? Okay,
what's
T.I. really pissed me off about him. It was something on BET, and it was him.
How do you know Jim Jones
isn't
doing that, though? That's what I'm saying. How do you know that Jim Jones isn't doing trash and stuff? That
Jim
Jones
said
that they're not painting the picture.
That's why you're not trying to be acting fake.
When somebody is acting,
really
you can
clever.
See when somebody is acting. Simple as that. But, like, when him, David Banner, and some other artists were doing something, you know, of course, everybody knows David Banner is very intelligent. And T.I. comes on here and he's trying to, I guess he, I don't really know. I'm not going to say he's trying to be intelligent because the man might be actually intelligent. But his dress up, talk like I know what the fuck I'm talking about, like I have a brain. Really does not seem believable to me. It just seems like he went and got some J. Crew suited and some lessons, and it's really not working.
We're gonna have to
agree to disagree on that because T.I. is not a good actor. I'm sorry.
On that note, we got in the building. We got D-Pick. Y'all ready to bring D-Pick in the building?
No, his interview don't start till 10:15.
Okay, well, it is 10:15.
Oh, well, no, we got to go to his song first.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, see how they did. They just wanted me to argue with me today.
Really,
you just
mad because we chopped up T.I. with his non-acting ass.
No, it's not valid. It's not a valid thing. Y'all sit here and say that, well, you're
if I say he just doesn't seem believable,
God, New York niggas, come on now. Y'all talking to a damn East Coast person. That's kind of got. I know I had no fucking Jim Jones act every damn day. Come on now. Oh, my God.
On that show, Jim Jones is high 95% of the time. As high as he is, he ain't got no time to be acting. So he is really the truth. Jim Jones can barely speak a sentence most of the time when he on the show. How the hell he going to act?
As ratchet as that show is, how can you think somebody fake it?
That's
all right.
Well,
on that note, we go to deep pick. I don't care because I don't care about this foolishness y'all talking about. And then we come back. We go ahead deep pick with your girl Ma Angela and Houston _ Riri. All right, we'll be back.
I don't care.
Yeah,
track. It's deep pick, bitch. I see you niggas hating, but pussies I don't care. But disrespect me in your life is something I won't spare. Got me fucked up. I mean you really got me bent. If it ain't about them dollars, then it don't make sense. I got that tunnel vision. I only see what's in front of me on that money mission. I don't need no nigga front of me. I get paper, hoe. That's my hustle mentality. Now get naked, hoe. Why your nigga commanding me? I don't give a fuck. You get to sign the cap. And I make you give it up. And you could think I'm just rapping and get your shit fucked. And that's the real of my end. If they catch me, then I guess I'm going back to the pen. And it all white. I'm talking, staying up, stressing, nigga, all night. I'm steady praying, saying that it's gonna be alright. But I can't lose focus, so I'm just grinding like I'm running out of time. If you niggas don't know. Look, I don't care, nah, I don't care. And when it comes to these niggas, there's one thing I don't spare. If you hate me, then hate me. I ain't trippin' and chillin', but if you make it a problem with nigga, you get the business. And I ain't saying though, I hear you bitch niggas talking, but what you saying, oh, saying you ain't about it, so stop it before them niggas start knocking up on your door and start cocking before you know what they poppin' it, then they off in your pockets. That's just the way it is. But I ain't talking about pot, and everybody got problems, but nigga, I got a lot, and I ain't looking for help. I do this shit by myself, cause when it come down to it, I only credit myself. These niggas fake, man, when you get better than them, these niggas hate, man. Said that I'ma get noticed and take their place, man. Well, fuck it, I can't blame them, but that pussy in your blood, nigga, I can't change it. Shout out Propane, shout out to Kurt Cobain, shout out to Slim Thug, Killer and J-Down, man. Y'all the reason I'm rapping, I'm trying to get on your level. So I just grind till I get it and have to go through whatever.
And we're back.
And we're back. And that was D-Pick, I don't care. And he is in the building tonight. We have an interview with him. He was the winner of our 2 weeks ago Hot or Not song battle. Hello, D-Pick, are you here?
Hello.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
What's good?
Oh, everything's good. Life itself is good. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your host, Model Angela. In Houston, girl, you cheesy.
What's up?
How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
We're doing all wonderful. Right. Thanks for asking. Guess what we found out?
What's up?
About you, D-Pix.
What's up?
that you are a member of the DustSpot.com, and we didn't even know it.
Yeah, I subscribed to y'all probably 2 weeks ago. I think I added y'all on Twitter.
Oh, how sweet is that? See, that's what I'm talking about. People, get your life together. Join DustSpot.com. It's free. You don't have to pay for anything. Get your music played. Get your music heard. All the other fun stuff. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get into our interview. I didn't ask these pics. Is there anything you didn't want me to ask? So I guess I'm just free to ask whatever I want to ask.
Yeah, you good.
So, D-Pics, where we get the name from? Is there a meaning to it?
I just took it. It's my real name is David Pickens. So I just took the D and used Pick. So that's what we're rolling with.
Dang, I wish I had a cool name like that. I'd be like A Hen. That's the No, really. Now you just gave us your single, I Don't Care, which we just heard. Is that your latest project, or could we expect it on the mixtape?
Oh yeah, well, it wasn't the latest. I did that probably about 6 months ago, maybe a little longer. But right now I'm working on a mixtape, Kai, It's My Turn. It's almost finished, man. It's expected to drop probably late January, maybe early February.
Late January. It's called It's My Time. Okay. You got to make sure when you do drop that you get at us so we'll have a copy in our system of that music.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
So how long is it that you've been rapping?
Man, it's been a while. I first started rapping around 14 years old.
And what made you get into the auto rap? Is it just like you like music, or did you have a specific reason yourself for getting into rapping?
Nah, everybody, I think, like music and, apply it to life. But, I started jamming all type of music back in the day. So, I tried my hand into it and, seen I had some real talent. Took my time with it and, man, we're here now.
So wait, you're from Houston, right?
Yeah, I'm from Houston.
What side of Houston?
North side.
I'm from Maker's Home.
Oh, I know it.
You sound
like
it.
A North Sider.
You sound like it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
That's
so the same.
We know people sound like South Side. That's
crazy. We got some good wing places on the North Side over there, but that has nothing to do with
breathing.
Nothing.
It is breathing.
Shout out chicken chalk, man. Shout out chicken chalk.
Oh, that stuff is good. It's like chicken crack over there.
Oh my god.
Okay, but really, who are some of the artists that you look up to in the game right now?
Man, right now, I know y'all were just talking about this boy, but first it's T.I., man. Meek Millie, we got some Houston people, Propane, Slim Thug, and hey, y'all really don't know. I don't know if y'all up on his music or not, but I just recently found out he my family, but name HB, he from Street Grind Gang, man. That nigga be spitting some real shit, I'm up on him too.
You said his name is HB?
Yeah, Street Grind Gang.
I gotta look that up. I haven't heard
look
that
up. I know, right?
Yeah, y'all do that, man.
Look at him, plugging in his people. And stuff. What do you think this is?
Hey, I gotta take this opportunity, man.
All right. No problem at all. Hold on, I was trying to write that down. Don't talk about me.
Yeah, do it.
I know, it's pretty sad. Houston, don't you have a all in his business question to ask as usual?
I really didn't prepare for an interview, but hey. let's see. What my little one favorite question I ask everybody that lets me be in their business. You got a boo?
Yeah, I got a boo, man.
Ooh, you know what? He is the first person who has ever answered that question without no hesitation. Everybody else is like,
well, no, that was like, what a way my relationship set up is. Like, I mean, come on, man.
He's like, well, I ain't going to eat front. I got a little shouted.
Yeah, he over there like, dude, I know she listening. Let me go and do it too. I'll see you later.
Shout out to further into your business. Like, okay, everybody, you know, according to all these reality TV shows we have, those in the music industry always have these sideline groupie boppers. Plus, they just own regular people too. So how does that work with your relationship and your music?
Man, it's business is business, and family come first, man. So groupies is groupies, and, you know, family is family, man. That's, you got to learn to distinguish the two. You'll be all right.
Hey, man, we need to have Stevie J and that other brother follow Big Pix on Instagram because they need some advice. They really need him.
What's his name? Pop, somebody Guns?
Who?
I was going to say Papa Guns.
Tony Guns. Is it Tony Guns?
That ain't that man's name.
Don't worry about
Guns.
It.
His son is Corey Guns.
Yeah, him too.
So what's the daddy?
Peter Guns.
Peter Guns. There we go. He's like a damn
That's
Peter.
Cool. Anyway, so.
Oh, girl, I am beating myself on that one.
So, do you have any up-and-coming shows in the Houston area? I know they always do, like, the different showcases for Houston artists and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
we got
a show tomorrow at Lena's Lounge. It's off of Tewell, close to Mesa. And I got one on the 18th of this month at the Underground Stations out there on St. Harlan and Willcrest. So, them the two most recent for now, so. That's where y'all can catch me at.
And are these both, like, club venues, or is there, like, an age limit or anything like that?
Nah, you know, 18 and up. 21 and get your drink on.
I'm on 16, so I ain't going to be able to make it.
Oh, this girl,
I'm a young tender.
The young tender on it, huh?
The young tender.
Oh, man. So, okay, look, I want to rap. You going to let me get on your track?
Man, yeah, hit me in my email with what you got and we'll talk about it.
That's his nice way of saying, hell nah. Okay.
Yeah, he said, don't call him, he'll call you.
Okay.
Let's say he's saying on one of your songs. Let him do a bridge.
I got my rap game together. You know, I ain't got nothing to worry about.
Oh, get your life.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Anywho, so you said that you have a project coming up. Do you have any features from any other Houston artists, or is it just a solo album by yourself?
No, you know, I got I'm going to have HB on there from Street Grind. And my little cousin Papa on there. And whoever else, you know, It's still
Houston on
there. Yeah, we definitely have Houston in there. So, like I said, it's still more time for people to get on there, and we'll see around January.
Now, this name Papa sounds familiar.
Yeah,
he's from Agazon too.
Yeah, Agazon, Goodson, you know.
Papa. Is he one of those slave driving people?
Huh?
Is he one of those slab driving people?
Yeah, you probably seen him.
I'm going to be real ratchet. Look, baby mama.
He tuned in right now, so, you know, just shout him out. I let him. He tuned in right
shout
now.
Shout out to Papa. Shout out to Shawana.
I can't take y'all.
I can't with y'all today.
Wait, you gotta give these people their shout outs. They deserve these, okay?
I'm talking about you doing. Is he the one I need riding that slab? You the one I need riding that slab right there. It's funny how we be describing people like,
yeah.
Man, you the dude
it's
that
the
dude
network,
that ordered
okay?
some M&M's at the store the other day. Like, what? I guess
it's the social networks. You have to blame the social network, okay? So right now, out of the albums that have dropped this year, because there's been a few of them, most of them pretty hot, who has the hottest album than you?
I checked that Pusha T album. His album real nice, man. Big Sean, he was all right. Drake's. It wasn't too much, you know, no depression music on there, but it was.
You liked it?
Yeah.
You listening to it?
Yeah, you know, you catch me here and there. I might catch a little track. So I ain't gonna say, you know, I just be going to bed with Drake playing in the background and there like that. But,
Paul.
You know, I can't do that. So this wasn't an album, but you know, Mick Miller dropped the DC3. I'm still jamming that, the mixtape. So you know, other than that, man, it ain't too many other people I'm jamming like that as far as album wise.
See, if he ain't mentioned y'all, he just saying.
Hold up, let me take that back. That boy Propane, man, that Riding Slab, I got that. Yeah, so shout out Propane.
Mm-hmm. See, shout out Propane. He got that. Okay. Is it bootleg or you bought it?
Man, I got that. I ain't no bootleg. I got that.
Oh, that's put your head over the head.
I know. Come on. I got you, D-Pick. I got to give him one of these.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate
that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
She had to get one for that one.
I did not earn that. I was really being serious. I'm trying to find out what's going on with my people here. Okay. Sheesh. Now, is rapping what you do as, like, your full-time thing? Because I'm asking this not to get in your business, but to get in your business. But at the same time, one artist told me, like, rapping is his job. You know, he pretty much left everything and put his all into his art of rapping.
Yeah, that's cool for him. But in reality, I got kids and I got bills. So, now I got a full-time job. I'm working, trying to get another one on top of rapping. So, you know, nah, it ain't. I can't put it all in. I'm eggs in one basket, man. So yeah, I'm working and rapping. So until rapping pay more than working.
Huh? That's what's good. My grandma always told me don't put all your eggs in one basket, but I think she was referring to men. But don't even worry about that. It's totally different. Anyway. I'm just saying though.
We got some callers, too. Y'all want me to check them callers up?
Oh, okay. Let's go, callers. Hi.
All right. I'm gonna say it the exact way when he called it, the way he was he introduced himself. So I'm opening his mind. I was introducing him the same way. I'm trying to laugh. I said, is K, how you say, K motherfucking Slim?
Cuddy Slim.
There we go. The way he came, he said, K motherfucking Slim. That's how he said it. He called it. Oh, man, what's up, man?
Cuddy motherfucking Slim in the building.
Hey, K motherfucking Slim. What you doing in the building?
No. Cuddy Slim.
No, we said it right. Cuddy motherfucking Slim.
Cuddy motherfucking Slim.
All the way.
Let me rewind. What's up, Cuddy motherfucking Slim?
Cuddy, what's going down? What's going on, D-Pick? It's my boy D-Pick in the building.
What's up, nigga?
This
going down,
really funny,
man. Shouts out to D-Pick, man. Fuck with that boy, man. Trust me. He been played on my radio station. He's solidified.
That's what's up. What's your radio station?
GL Radio, but I ain't gonna even get into all that. It's my boy D Pick time. It's his time,
okay.
Just like his album. Go get that shit. That shit so suffice.
Okay, thank you so much. Cuddy motherfucking Slim.
Cuddy motherfucking Slim.
You know what I'm saying? Smooth, just like it.
I'm gonna make it real official. You know what I'm saying? I do street R&B. I told my nigga D-Pick, put me on that track. It's time to get some Nate Dogg up in this motherfucker, some harmonizing music.
What? Nate Dogg?
Can you give us a sample? I can put him on blast. Give us a sample, man, like give us a quick line.
What'd you say?
Give us some notes, man.
Here we go. Had to learn how to hustle so I could get out the ghetto, get out the ghetto. Coming from the struggle. Had to learn how to so I can get out the ghetto. Yeah.
That sounds real, Nate Doggish. You got that.
So thanks so much, Cuddy motherfucking Slim. I can't hear
yeah,
right. that until
right
I have English.
But, all right, go ahead and remember that. Always remember that. Coming from the struggle, had to learn how to hustle to get about the ghetto. You feel me? Yo, check my boy D-Pick out, though. The official tissue.
That's what's up. Thank you.
All right, now.
Thank you for calling in. Coming from the struggle.
All right.
You got some cool friends. Let me get me some friends like you. That's my nigga.
That's my nigga.
He's Nate Dogg, almost Crip Walk, okay? That was my new song. I'm probably going to be singing that. If I sing it tomorrow, I'm going to tweet you. You got to tell them.
I'll be at work. It's like, they know at work, I ain't the fool. I don't be caring. And I'm going to be telling them, I'm coming to say, hey.
That's funny. If, do you have more callers or can we get back to our interview? Because we completely interrupted.
Yes, we do, Laura. Yes, we do. Sister Angela. All right, we got another caller from the 832. You on Glitz and Glamour, what it do?
Hey, what's good? I'm on this thing with.
Yeah, you on this thing. Hey, what's good?
Just give a shout out to my big cousin, D-Pick, man. One time, if y'all ain't heard nothing about him, man, y'all missing out, man. He doing his thing, holding the time, man. So on the DNT, man, that's probably one of the biggest underground things that's moving right now, man. These niggas talking, hey. These niggas really making moves, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Once again, it's your boy Lil Pop G, one time for the one time. You know what I'm saying? Just sliding through. I ain't gonna talk about my nigga time, but hey, it go down, man. That's all I got to say. So if you ain't tuned in, you ain't tuned in. You feel me? Square business.
He got some good
support. He ain't
going to tell you again.
Hey, y'all follow me on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? I just got to throw that out to my band. I got to throw that out to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Follow me on Instagram. Oh, that was my Instagram. I underscore Papa Fool. P-O-P-P-A-F-O-O, you know what I'm saying? That's how it go down. Hit me up, Scrap Business.
Okay.
All right. Underscore Papa Fool. Y'all go follow him. You got a slap, y'all. Wild about it. Okay. Y'all like, girl, go follow her. What? Did you say slap?
Is there more college city?
That is it for now.
Cool. Now, what's your new project that you have coming out next year, What can we expect from your project?
And you expect a lot of energy. You know, I got a couple storytelling tracks on there.
You know, I got a couple little club bangers and, you know, just overall some real shit. I don't try to, you know, put too much emphasis on club tracks and all that, but, you know, I speak some real life, real story shit, so everybody got to feel it.
That's what's up. So when you write, do you write based on experience?
Yeah, you know, I feel you got to write on experience because anything else, you know, is make-believe. You can't just start writing and talk about shit that you don't got, that you ain't been through, because 9 times out of 10, ain't nobody going to feel it. So I just
not unless you're coming from a struggle.
So it's a whole lot of experiences, man. A whole lot of experiences.
That's very true, though. Like, you can't do stuff when it ain't, because it don't seem natural. You know why? Because T.A. ain't no real good daddy like he was trying to portray on TV. That's why that shit seemed fake.
Here we go.
See, I am kind of a problem starter and finisher. But anyway, where's Houston? Is he still here? Oh, yes. Yeah. You stay trying to play me.
Damn, cricket, get out of here.
That's real life ridiculous. But that's fine. But anyway, like, you did say that you had a job, you got kids, you pretty much got a family. So how do you juggle it all? Because, you know, people give you that excuse like, nah, I can't do that, I'm too busy. And they just, like, doing normal shit, like working a job and going home to one kid. So, like, you got a job, you got a kid, you got a family. How do you juggle it all?
Man, tell you the truth, I really don't know. You know, I just did with it, man. My kids in my world. You know what I'm saying? You know, I keep God first. He keeps me level headed, and you know, I'm real hands on with my kids. So you know, it kind of make it easier for me. You know, I got a routine. You know, once I get them out the way first, then it's me time. So other than that, it's straight working.
Other than that, you straight working. I didn't mean
skinny
it like...
Skinny girls going to work. Skinny girls going to work.
We're not about to play with you. What we're going to do is go ahead and play... we're going to play a song again for anybody who missed it before your interview started. So, Steady, get to work, sir.
All right. This is...
I don't care. I don't care.
That you told me to show you. Okay.
I see you niggas hatin', but pussies I don't care. But disrespect me in your life is something I won't spare. Got me fucked up. I mean, you really got me bent. If it ain't about them dollars, then it don't make sense. I got that tunnel vision. I only see what's in front of me on that money mission. I don't need no nigga front of me. I get paper, hoe. Paper, hoe. My hustle mentality. Now get naked, hoe. Why your nigga get mad at me? I don't give a fuck. You get the sun in the cap. And I make you give it up. Man, you could think I'm just rapping and get your shit bust. And that's the real of my end. If they catch me, then I guess I'm going back to the pen. In it all white. I'm talking stand up, stressing nigga all night. I'm steady praying, saying that it's gonna be alright. But I can't lose focus, so I'm just grinding like I'm running out of time. If you niggas don't know. Look, I don't care, nah, I don't care. And when it comes to these niggas, it's one thing I don't spare. If you hate me, then hate me. I ain't trippin' and chillin', but if you make it a problem with nigga, you get the business. And I ain't ain't playing though. I hear you bitch niggas talking, but what you saying, oh? You ain't about it, so stop it before them niggas start knocking up on your door and start cocking before you know it. They popping it, then they off in your pockets. That's just the way it is. Yeah. But I ain't talking about pop, and everybody got problems, but nigga, I got a lot, and I ain't looking for help. I do this shit by myself, so when it comes down to it, I only credit myself. These niggas fake, man. When you get better than them, these niggas hate, man. Said that I'ma get noticed and take their place, man. Well, fuck it, I can't blame them, but that pussy in your blood, nigga, I can't change it. Shout out Propane, shout out to Kurt Cobain, shout out Slim Thug, Killer and J-Down, man. Y'all the reason I'm rapping, I'm trying to get on your level, so I just grind till I get it and have to go through whatever.
And we're back.
And we're back. D-Pick still don't care.
Then I'm right. I'm like, he's coming for the sugar.
That's the shit, I swear.
Oh, man. Y'all know it don't take much for me to get started. That ain't got me started with the rest of me.
I'm for real. Now, being that you're still an underground artist in Houston, D-Pick, how do you feel about the opportunity in Houston?
It's still a good market, you know, as far as music. I think a lot of Houston artists that's on right now, I think they're kind of selfish a little bit. Maybe they got they right to be selfish, being that, you know, they had to grind, and, you know, I don't know how they came up. So, you know, they really ain't trying to lend a helping hand once they already got established. So, you know, like, it's still a good market, though, you know, don't get me wrong. But you just got to put yourself in a position to be heard. So that's how I feel about it.
You were about the first honest artist that actually came on here and told the truth with that. Yes, it is a good market, and no, the people who have came up out of Houston don't want to help each other. Y'all be lying. I told y'all Houston is crab in the bucket. I hate to be the one to say it, but it is what it is. And
it's like that everywhere. Everywhere got crabs in the bucket.
But
it just,
yeah,
the crab look a little different.
But in Houston, you could, these people could possibly just happen to be at the right place at the right time, got on, but they not going to put nobody else on. They'll have a team of people. They'll get on, and before you knew it, their little team will start falling apart because they so focused on building themselves, they forget about the other people they was with at the bottom. That shit not supposed to happen.
They don't care. They don't care.
Clearly.
Straight up.
Clearly. Now, being that you're still on the phone right now, I just have to ask this because Steady just swear he is right. So
right.
When you look at T.I.'s show and you look at Jimmy Christie, who seems like the most natural as the Family Guy, really? Don't
who
you tell me you ain't watched that because I Jimmy
Hold
Jones and Christie show.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You said T.I.
We got time. Jim Jones and Chrissy or T.I. show, which one is more natural?
To me, shit, I think T.I. That T.I. and Tony was.
You a damn liar! You fired! You fired! You know what?
Hey, look,
go
Jim
home
Jones,
and
man.
Watch
nah,
that show. No. Fuck that. You go home and you watch that show and you see how fake he is, how fake some funny-looking-ass kids is. Everybody, her family's fake. That dolphin-ass wife, all of them. That's the bullshit.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, man, that Jim Jones and Christian, man, they know they don't get down like that. They faking for the camera right there. They know they don't be doing all that shit, man. They I'm just saying. T.I., it seemed more realistic than they showed it.
No, it don't. All the how many people don't be teaching their kids all the family lessons?
Think about this too. T.I. can't do too much anyway. Come on, you know, the fans are watching this man.
Why
like,
you
still
got
an
ankle bracelet?
I mean, just because he got an ankle brace don't mean nothing. Have you not seen how this man was in Las Vegas and they pulled
but,
him
so
over
got,
for some goddamn pump on his cup?
That's what you're telling me?
Hey, I'm not saying
he's fake.
It's all fake.
No,
all of his fake. I stand by this. All of his fake. All of his fake. Because I'm sorry. There's just no
that,
way.
Damn it.
I say it all is fake. Cause it's, you mean, come on. Some of the things is nonsense like this. Is black
people. We're over it.
Ironically.
You know what?
Eric and Mina just ironically goes to Black Ink Crew's tattoo parlor a lot. Get the hell out of here. They set that completely up.
You know what's real?
I mean,
you know, the only thing
it's all
fake. You know what's real? And what I can say is real? Yeah, Girls Club. You want to know why I say real? They all say potty, and all they do is fight all day. And that's what women do for real. Put 10 women in the house and see what happens. That's the only thing I think is real. Although they were
talking.
All
I think is real is, you know, I'm saying all I think is real, D-Pick, Bada Angela, and Riri. Okay? That's funny. I think is real. All
right? Yeah, you so right.
Yeah.
You better
this
think
show
she,
damn show
that
playing.
Angela.
And the listeners, the people that listen to the show that be fucking with us every week with our crazy asses, they real too. Okay? So, yeah. So, that's what's real.
That is what's real. Anyway, before we let D-Pigs go tonight, is there anything else that you wanted your people, your fans, your supporters, those who don't know you to know?
Hey, man, just know I'm out here working, man. You know, follow me on all my social networks, Facebook at IsDPig, Twitter at IsDPig, Instagram at IsDPig. I'm on ReverbNation.com/DPig, man.
Oh, we got a caller, too, for you, the boy Honcho.
Oh, okay.
When you get out, I'm over the line for you real quick. Honcho, what's good? What's good?
Man, what's the word, baby?
Hey.
Much. What's up?
Man, I just want to call and just show my partner D-Pick some love, man. He's been putting it down on the underground scene. And I also want to comment on something that y'all was just speaking on as far as H-Town artists. I do believe that the artists down here, man, are very selfish once they get on. And I mean, if you look, we got a car show coming up. You know what I'm saying? The only person that's really putting on for the city this weekend is Boston George. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is ATL artists. And I mean, when they had the All-Star to come, ain't no H-Town artists really just, you know what I'm saying, get in the mix and get involved to have other underground H-Town artists involved in what was going on when our city had a whole bunch of tours and a whole bunch of people from New York, from ATL. Like, the city just don't put on like it's supposed to.
Amen, brother.
That's just me keeping it easy. My name Honcho.
Macho?
My name Honcho, Head Honcho. Facebook at Head Honcho. You know what I'm saying? I'm on SoundCloud, Head Honcho. You know what I'm saying? Twitter at Head Honcho, a.k.a. TD Jakes Fresh. You know what I'm saying? I just want to let you know. Say, TD Jakes might be a little mad about that, but it's all good.
So I was over there dying. I was like, this is TD Jakes Fresh. They came with today, yeah. They came with the fridges today.
Saying, I appreciate that.
For the sugar. And we got TDJ Fresh, man. We got everything coming through today.
Man, we in it. I appreciate y'all for showing H-Town artists some love, too. Y'all wait out there in New York, man. Big ups, New York, too, man.
You're thinking of Angela and Riri. They are in H-Town, you know.
Based
in New York, though, yeah.
Most of our dudes sound different from Southside dudes. We all in Houston.
Yeah,
well,
y'all
hate style.
Well, no, that for me. I ain't from Houston.
I had a question. I said, why Northside dudes sound different from Southside dudes? We all in Houston.
I mean, shit. You know.
I don't know, man. We got more swag than Mazam, man. Yeah, I don't know.
Say, we killing the South Side, man.
You know, ever since South Side had the South Side, Lil Kiki, that dance, we shut shit down right there. We in all that. We won that shit from here forward. We won. It's over. After
the dance,
we own it.
The dance just solidifies it. Wow. You are so wild for that one.
Thank you for calling in here, Honcho. DP, straight up, my nigga. I'm ready. DP, cool ass friends. Shit, right? Some good supporters. If anybody is my friend, can y'all friends be my friends? I need all your friends and your followers to follow me, okay? My Instagram and my Twitter is Houston_RiRi. That's RERE. Y'all can also friend me on Facebook. That's Houston I Am. You know, cause y'all some real live supporters, and I need all that. You know,
right.
I need some. I've been looking for some more interesting people to follow on Instagram.
I'm gonna tell you, but you gotta see. I'm gonna give you some Twitter class. I'm gonna give you a Twitter class right now. See, you gotta go in more, cause see, you be sharing stuff from Bible.com. That's cool. You share stuff. They wanna know who Houston is. You know, you gotta share more of that on Twitter. Just speaking from experience, man. I'm telling you, but people see you up.
Let this nigga know how live I used to be on Twitter. I was embarrassing niggas on Twitter. You were against your life. Y'all lucky I did calm down.
Just let us calm down. Anyway, y'all got D Pick on the line. He ain't got time for that. He got a whole family to tend to.
He got to help himself stay out the struggle.
Shut the fuck up, Lord.
Anyway, shout out to D Pick. Y'all make sure y'all go follow him on all his social networks. And he do follow back. Well, he followed me back, but I'm fucking awesome. But thank you
okay,
for coming
well,
through tonight
to
the deck, sir. Thanks for coming through, Gliss and Glamour. You're awesome.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank you. No problem. Peace
all
out.
All right.
Do the South Side one time for the one
all
time.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Shock and walk in the South right. Side. South Side. Wave your hands and do the South Side. Wanted to be at the skating rink at Funplex. Oh, you couldn't tell
oh,
me nothing. Put my airborne shirt on. We made a dance routine the night before, and that'd be
okay.
On that note, I guess we go to a quick song break so y'all can breathe, stretch, shake, whatever. You know, I forgot how that freaking song went, but whatever.
Yes, whatever.
Speaking of H-Town people that support, because it's the reason why I know about D-Pick way before the show and way before the song battle. So play a new track with my girl, Queen. You know, it just featured a little old. This is D-Streets. And we back right here on Glitz and Glamour with Lana Angela. Houston_RiRi. Why we always say underscore, but hey, it is what it is. D-Boy City J. We'll be back.
I swear you touched their soul on this one, man. For real.
Oh, Lord. I know so many people trapped up in these streets. Oh, Lord. Talk to me. I'm praying hard, open that other mind, please stay free. Talk to me. Hello. They call me Queen. Yeah, my church is gone.
lost, they feel they ain't supposed to win. I try to give them hope and send them pictures of my bands, but every time them niggas get out, man, I swear they go back in. For real, my nigga, this the gutter life. Dope fiend kill my little partner with a butter knife. He ain't want no J's, just wanted to keep on his mother life. But that ain't changed, just the next day we slangin' butter white.
Straight up, straight up.
Cause life goes on, this where even some of the kids that raised right go wrong. Where they pray on the weak, but every night blow strong. Man, I pray that it changed, but it's been trite for so long that I don't know, man.
I know so many people trapped up in me.
Turn down, turn down. Well, what for that? Turn down. And we're back. And we got the girl Desi in the building too.
Yo.
Hey,
popping everyone. Hello, my love. What's going on, man? Besides all the craziness.
Desi girl.
Wow. Oh, okay. Thanks for the extra. Thanks.
You're welcome. You know, make you feel make you feel special.
Okay, y'all, while I'm over here trying to do like 17 things at one time, I did want to just let y'all know that I am your host, Milo Angela. And on the line we have Houston Riri, and we have Desi. I forgot your new name.
I'm not ready for it yet, though.
Make sure, while in the meantime, while we getting our shit together, y'all follow me on Instagram at I am Milo Angela, also on Twitter, and I am in the mood to follow people back. So now's your time to get your shine on. tonight's topic is, and it's only because I've heard a couple people say this, and it's just like, what the hell? How does that make sense? But tonight's topic is, if you're not married, then you're single. How the hell does that work?
It makes sense. That's what the Bible says.
No, it made perfect sense.
Okay. So then after, you know, because it's usually like a dude is like, what's up, you know, old dude that you doing? No, I got a new man, blah, 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 blah. Y'all want to kick it. And then he says, well, you ain't married, so you single. Okay, so does that if I'm with that person, that means I can go out and do whatever I do with somebody else because we're technically not married legally? Like, what are you saying?
Because
ain't nobody
you can go out and
not using no more. Leave that alone.
It don't mean that you can go out and just do your thing, but technically,
I didn't know where you was going in the first, but no, heck to the no.
That's what, I thought it was totally different. I didn't know you was going in that direction.
No, that's
okay.
What I'm just saying, like, because you have to think about it from all aspects. That shit counts.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it's the two different things, because, as far as when I first heard what you said, this is what I took. I've taken it because if you think of when you go and they say, what is your marital status? If you're not married, then you're single. That's what it is at the end of the day. You're not.
Right.
You're still not. Even when you have a fiance, you're still single.
Right.
Until you have,
right.
You're not. So you're still. But that doesn't mean that you. But depending on the stage that you. That's marital status. But as far as your status of working towards that point of eventually being married, relationship to me, that's why a lot of people get. They can't go confused. They want to jump to relationships, and they don't. You know, and they want to be like, well, let's go to the trial basis now. I mean, yeah, there's still always going to be tests to go through, even while you're married, too. But people don't understand why you can't be friends first and be cool with each other first and then eventually make it to that relationship stage. By the time you get to the relationship stage, you should be knowing. It should be less than you're thinking about. And then you just start working towards the next level. And then next level shit starts happening. Then you work through that. And then, of course, If time permits itself, you get if things happen the right way, then you can get married. So there you go.
Oh, really? That's how you feel?
That's how I see it. That is the Sunny J, wipe them up, help them up. Plan. That's how you do it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just too many people trying to be in relationships with people who are. They're trying to give people full-time positions who are seasonal people. You don't give when you hire that motherfucker that's a seasonal worker. If they have not lived up to earning a full-time position, then you do not make them a full-time worker. Too many people giving out full-time positions saying, "Ooh, let's be a relationship," but these people are only they should be there for a season.
You kind of got a point, but you kind of don't.
Okay, see, and she are. I
don't think
you
don't have
now.
A point,
Angela's
though. Like
arguing me. With Sadie J.
But why you say you don't have a point, though? Like, I'm curious.
Just being an asshole to Sadie J because we're just disagreeing today.
Yeah, she is. She's been our stand for the past few shows. She is like arguing with me now. Oh, my God. But I swear, y'all gonna hear about she's so nice to me. She's so nice to me. But she can just so seasonal. She just treat me like trash, man.
No, not me. So Daisy, how do you feel about the topic? When you hear it, I guess that should have been a better. When you hear that, what do you get from it?
I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. It speaks volumes. Like you say, you have to look at each aspect of the phrase. If you're not married, you're single. I think a lot of people is confused. I guess, well, let me rephrase that. Some young people may be confused about it because common law marriage, you know, in Texas, mm-hmm. like I was in a situation before, so it was like if you have male going to this house, you know, over a period of time, then it's kind of like, yeah, y'all married, you stay there, you know, y'all common law marriage. So it's okay to file jointly on your taxes. You can do, like, all kind of stuff, you know. But in reality, yeah, you're really not married. You are still single because he hasn't made that commitment to God and y'all haven't made that decision jointly to, you know, make that transition in your relationship. But I do agree with that term, though. I mean, I can say I'm loyal to you and I'm loyal to my relationship with you, to whereas if we do decide to get married, I'm ready, but I'm still single. But I'm not saying that, oh, I'm still single. I'm with you, but until you make that commitment to me as far as proposing, then I'm going to do my thing. No, I don't agree with that, but, you know, I don't know.
See,
I agree with it.
Halfway agree with you. I'm just saying.
Because, why? What? I mean,
because it's a world circumstance.
Hey, whoa. I hear Houston Riri and Angela Lately. One in time.
I agree with what she's saying. It's like a world aspect and it's a religious aspect. Worldly,
exactly.
If I live with you for 6 months plus, we are common law married. However,
right.
In front of God, we're still sinning. We're not married.
Right.
Well, looking at this from her aspect,
If you tell me I'm still single, I'm going to still go find somebody to be in a fucking relationship with. What if you say that?
That's right.
I'm just saying, like, it was fucking...
Lord have mercy. In that aspect...
We're going to pray for our Lord.
That's going to give them an easy way out.
That's what I'm saying, like... Like, either you 120% in this relationship or you're not. It's not,
okay.
No, we together and we're supposed to be together, not stepping outside of us, but we single. What?
Well, guess what? If you're together past 6 months and he want to step outside, take him to court. Because you're going to get
some
money.
You know what? Common law marriage is now considered as if the one person spends the night and another person
right.
Out, you're technically common law married. Just one night.
Right.
What?
No, this is
married.
Months.
Okay.
No,
hell,
6 months.
Doing?
Oh, wow. 6 months.
I thought we
talked about this before. Because you were talking about if you relationship somebody for a year, then y'all should get married to that. I was like, what?
No, I said we should be engaged.
No. Legally, common law
is
after 6 months. But if you let someone stay until someone comes to spend a night. Listen, if you let somebody spend a night at your house for 3 days, you would have to go and file an eviction to put them out your house.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. What's going on in the state of Texas? Which y'all won't give nobody alimony.
It's Texas.
What kind of foolishness is that?
It's Texas. That's why.
I'm just saying.
They got some extra old laws going on.
So you know what? That right there, it's fine print in relationships, and people is overlooking it. Okay?
But if you really look at it. Yeah, it's true. But if you really look at it, like, who... Okay, I know I'm not speaking for none of us in the studio, but I'm just saying, like, if you look at like, the numbers, like, who is really taking relationships seriously, though? Like, all the extra stuff. But I'm just saying, like, this is how I look at everything. Like, who is really taking this seriously? Anybody really taking it seriously? They ain't trying to hear that. Bitch, am I?
You know what? It started off with the dudes not taking it serious. And instead
now,
of saying, hey, you want to take it serious? They started being like, okay, well, I'm going to be just like you. When deep down inside, they were going to be ready.
Women have got that thing.
It's not even just that because in the day, it's like I always say all the time, see, women can get a lot away with a lot of stuff. It's what this person's statistic says and this person's statistic says. It's getting old because, for instance, there's so many deadbeat moms out there. There's a lot more than people think. And there's a lot more guys that's trying to be good dads than people think. But because some of these old trifling-ass moms want to try to play, well, you're not going to give me no money. What you going to do to pay for my nails? You know, and they're not working. You're trying to look for your kid, but because you're not looking out for her or because you want to be in a relationship with her, she want to play games with you about letting you see your kid, and you can go through that. So it's really, it's games on both sides of the spectrum. There's a joke that goes 99% of all statistics are bullshit. I'll let y'all figure out what that means. But I feel that we cover so much stuff being covered here, that they're making us believe what they want us to believe.
Maybe.
So, yeah.
That's funny. I don't know, guys. I'm kind of torn. I prefer that you don't even use this damn statement with me. Because if you already, like, a little bit on my nerves, and you say something like, we ain't married, you think you're single, shit's not going to go well after that. So
I agree with that.
I just prefer that you just keep this term completely out of our relationship if you want it at all. That's all I'm going to say. It's not a healthy term. It's really not.
That's
so,
true.
If there's somebody outside of your relationship says this to you, like if you, say like an ex is trying to heat you up, you know, trying to chill and all this, and you're like, I can't chill with you. And they like, you know, you single if you're not married. What's your response? Because technically, you're right.
your response is, nigga, please, if I was dating you and he said it, then what you do? Shut up.
You know what? And that's the same damn response I use, and people act like I'm playing. But you know what? You are crazy for sure. Look, so you are crazy for sure, so I'm sure I might be fucked up. You say it's worth it?
It's funny, and some people are single. They're more loyal to today to one person than some of you that's in a relationship. It's sad.
What? Wait, what?
Like it's funny how, okay, it's some people, they're more loyal to a person than a person who's in a relationship. And some of you that's in a relationship, and what I mean by that is, they might not be running around and certainly talking to a bunch of people or whatnot, you know, they're not in a relationship. But since you're in a relationship, they're trying to live a single life still. It's confusing. I don't understand that. I've never, to this day, don't get it. People are like, well, I've got number two girlfriends. That's stupid.
Yeah, that is pretty dumb. And why get in a relationship if you want to have multiple women? You might want to move out of the country.
Exactly.
Yeah, and, I never get swingers. I mean, people even said they want to say, throw away the rocks at me. Why don't you just be single and do all that crazy stuff? Why is it to be in a relationship to do it? So,
because they want their cake and eat it too. Like, I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, that's just pretty much what it is. And that goes for women and men, because there's women that's out there too. And it's just they want their cake and they want to eat it too. Like, yeah, you want to have that one that you can't, like, you know he or she going to be down for you. They ain't going nowhere. They're going to cater to everything. They're going to worship the ground you walk on. And then, of course, you still want them, well, I'm not going to call them the eighth word, but you still want the girls and the guys that's, like, going to put it down to you, because probably the one is making sure everything is good at home, he probably or she probably ain't getting it right sexually or just whatever, and the other person is. So it's like, shit, I want to be over here. Like, one foot is inside the house, though, and then the other foot is outside the house, though. So it's like, I don't know, it's just like a joke. But that's why I say, who is really taking, like, it seriously, like, relationships nowadays? Because it doesn't make sense. Like,
right.
Really.
As you said it one time on the show, I can't believe, more and more I start thinking about it, you made perfect sense. You said, I was telling you, was it you or T that said it? Where once you're in a relationship, you basically feel like you're already going to that step. Not necessarily saying this is the person you are necessarily marrying, but if you get in a relationship, it should be this as a person that who has the mold of possibly being somebody you would possibly marry.
Absolutely. Why would you want to waste anybody's time? Because time is very valuable. And I myself personally don't want my time to be wasted, and I really don't want to waste your time. So why don't you let me know what's up, like, up front? You know what I'm saying? Like, when something happened when I was in high school, like, I wasn't that girl that was, like, all out there. This guy straight up told me, because I did like him, and I approached him, and he told me, I'm going to be honest with you, if you ain't fucking or sucking, then you can keep on moving. And I'm just being honest. But you know what?
I just don't think
him because he's, like, being honest. Well, you know, I did, and I told him a few words. But I had to respect that, though. He was being honest. And he just, you know, he kept it real.
I'm about to say, did you fucking with a sucker? I was going to be nosy, but I'm going to be good. Man. I'm saved, Lord.
No, I wasn't doing either one, so I kept it moving. But, you know, I respect him. Shout out to him one time.
Shout out to him. I thought he was his real name.
I was, but I had to think about that. He might be married now. I can't put his business on it.
That sounded like T.I. when he said that song. She married now. I can't say nothing about it because she's married now, something like that.
I mean, that's just, like, respect or whatever. Like, I wouldn't do no
more.
Yeah,
people don't be understanding that. That's one of these make these tell-all books and all that. I mean, that's just dry. That's just dry stitching when people do that. But I know Mama Angel was hitting me up saying to drop a song, so I will do that most definitely.
I'm going to a music break.
Yeah, I see we got Mike Reeves, Miley Cyrus. I'm going to get into it.
Oh, yeah. That's my jam. Mm-hmm.
Reeves on the track, no.
Yeah. is my ring. Work, bow. Hello, ho. Rishi here to stay, she be on the mind. Rishi throw that ass, she gon' start the fight. And I'ma throw this one, I'm getting naughty. All I need you doing, girl, is shaking like Miley. Girl, like Miley Cyrus, like Miley Cyrus. Bend it over, turn back, like Miley Cyrus. Like Miley Cyrus, like Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus, richest nigga in this bitch, not higher. Throwing so much money, make the muzzle tired. Four bitches rolling with me like I'm way tired. Way too young to be tipping like this. Way too player to be tipping like this. Shit, I'm in this bitch and I'm turned up. Four sweets that's rolled up. Bad bitch tryna take her home, tryna give me a bump. Richie here to say, she be on the mind. Richie throw that ass. She gon' start the fight, and I'ma throw this one. I'm getting gnarly. All I need you doing, girl, is shaking like Miley. Girl, twerk like Miley Cyrus, like Miley Cyrus. Bend it over, turn back, like Miley Cyrus, like Miley Cyrus, like Miley Cyrus. Bend it over, turn back, twerk like Miley Cyrus. Yeah, I love them strippers. Yeah, I love them strippers.
Ho.
Yeah, I love them strippers. Strippers,
hold.
Yeah, I love them strippers. Yeah, I love them strippers,
hold.
Yeah, I love them strippers. Yeah, I love them strippers,
hold.
Leave.
for the soul. Forever me and you, but if forever never comes. However, if it does, then I do. I eat forbidden fruit just to get you to the moon. I jump over broom just to get my heart to you. Love turned me to a fool, but it's cool. Spread my wings out my cocoon. Fly my soul straight out to you and set me free. As happy as can be, you and me. We can start a family. Watch my seeds grow in the trees. Build a house upon the beach. You and me.
Hi everyone, we're back. Who was that last song by,
Stevie? That's by some voice from ATL, them boys like a live voice.
What's her name?
Loud Boys.
Loud Boys.
Like Loud Boys.
Oh, God, he kills me with these animations. Okay.
So we're back. And we're back. And we're back.
Yes, we are.
While you was in the music break, and she got your mind together, you know, make sure, you know, he come back, you know, you agree that I'm always right.
No one else.
I hope by doing the music break that, you know, you got your mind right and, you know, you on the same page and realize that I'm always right.
Always right about what? Not a damn thing.
Everything. Everything.
No life. Just because you think that T.I. is just God's greatest fucking after one. T.I. is acting.
God, dang it. Here we go.
Yep.
Oh, let's not keep traveling on the shallow road. Let's do better.
Let's continue
better.
To our topic about the married people and the single people. What was it? If you're not married, you're single.
Yeah. I just posted on Facebook the topic and phone number, so I hope someone calls in because I'm really, like, interested to see, especially, like, from a male's point of view on, like, what they feel about the situation.
You got this in those point of view. Then again, it's about to realize. I realize so many people because it's so funny. Like, we do the pocket change letters on Thursday. There's one dude. Matter of fact, he sent his third letter into the, what's the count? One, two. Third letter into the show because of a letter he sent there for advice because I wouldn't agree with him about him trying to figure out how he can make two relationships work. And he got mad because I told him he was an idiot and that you called into the wrong show and you think you're going to get some advice on that. So he wasn't feeling too nice with that. He really had something to say. So, nah, you know, I, at the end of the day, I can understand how you, Angela, and Rebe feel because it's a lot of kind. They do think that way. They think that, you know, still good. They want their cake and eat it too, kind of nigga. We're going to make no goddamn thing.
Get the fun out of you
before you get into the relationship. Y'all want to do all this crap. I'm in a relationship. You know, man, I'm just living life, man. You know, you only got one life. That just sounds so fucking stupid.
Maybe we got to define what a relationship is first. No, that's probably still one.
Because
probably.
Yeah, because let me go see the Webster Dictionary. Because
if you late night stand only, that is not a relationship. That is a relationship.
They be on Twitter like a relationship is she can only have sex with me.
if your idea of relationship is he hit me up on Twitter every now and then, and he show up and he give you the D. He give me the D, and that's it. You know, y'all never been out in public, ain't never been out on a date. Then you are not in a relationship. You know, you're nowhere near. You're not even considering. Someone's, I'm not considering dating. And somebody said that on Instagram earlier.
What if y'all don't go nowhere, but he
texts
you 500?
Oh, okay. I know where that one went. That was a good one. That was a good one. That was a shade. That was a shade, though.
Did y'all watch the TLC movie? That shit
yeah,
was
that's why I knew you got to the press, so I started laughing.
Talking
that's
about TLC 500. Oh, I slapped him 500 times for that foolishness.
TLC 500, so I know that is real. Get the heck out of here. Look at that.
Yes, right? What the hell? TLC 500 laying in another bitch's lap. All right, cut your ass.
Okay,
let's
be each and every word
believe. Okay, would y'all hear these definitions of what dictionary.com? They get four definitions, and this is why there's a problem here. Look, it's all these definitions don't go together. You can't figure out what the what it is anymore. He goes to four definitions of what a relationship is. Number one is a relationship. And because relationship can mean for business, relationships itself too, so it just depends. A connection, association, or involvement. So that's a wide stretch of things. Definition number two says connection between persons by blood or marriage. Number three says an emotional or other connection between people. And the last one is a sexual involvement / affair. No wonder why people can't figure out a goddamn.
That's why people can't get it together, okay?
Exactly.
But
so
I got confused.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I just got confused by that definition of it. It's giving me four different ones, and all of them have nothing to do with nothing.
Exactly. One was meaning because of, because relationship like a business relationship where it doesn't mean anything sexual at all. You're connecting on some type of level. You're connecting on a business level. You're connecting that way, that agree with the discussion, but it's just confusing. Association by blood or marriage. Okay, then you get thrown this whole mutual feelings, connections or feelings that exist between two parties. And then you got an emotional or sexual affair. It just, you can't figure it. It don't make any goddamn sense anymore. You got too many. Yeah, that's why nobody don't know. Everybody got this. It's too many definitions. This year, they kind of alone in game don't know the hell how to find a relationship. How the hell are you going to figure it out?
Okay, so why not everyone just, take the first step and just, really be single, but be single and just try to realize and evaluate exactly what is it that you want. Am I ready for woman? Am I ready for a man? And they ways and they flaws. And no one is perfect. Nobody. So why not just take a step back and instead of saying single, but I'm effing everybody. If you do that, that's fine. But evaluate you. So when you do take the step and say, okay, I'm ready to commit or I'm ready to be in a relationship, then you know exactly what to expect and exactly not from that person because you don't know what to expect because they can change on you. But just yourself so you can identify who you are and what you can bring. Let that person know so at the end of the day, they'll know what they're getting themselves into. And they'll be like, okay, well, am I ready for this type of person or do I still want to, play around and, dibble and dabble in this type of, situation? Do that first instead of saying, kind of law married. Before you do all that, focus on that single aspect of it, though.
Focus on yourself too. They don't never have any need. They haven't had any true me time. Have some,
right.
If somebody, they don't love their damn self, so how can you trust my
love? Angela's so stupid.
Yeah.
She's so stupid.
And I'm not. I know she probably on Twitter and Facebook at this point.
I did not. I am behaving.
You know I'm the king of computer. I will go find out. Let's go find out. See if she acting the fool.
I'm behaving today.
Hey, you said you made a point on Facebook yesterday. I don't know what she says. Yes, I don't know the exact time, but she made a comment. You said when there's a lack of communication, I just cut the line.
I really do. I hate people who can't communicate. Like, what the hell? And that's whether it's personal or business, communication is key.
But do you think is that person that don't, is it that they're unaware that they're not communicating or the fact that they just don't want to communicate?
But see, that's what I don't know. So at the first time, I feel as if you're not, like if it's a personal type of thing, and I feel that you're not communicating with me, I tell you, like, if somebody who's interested in talking to me, I feel like I should talk to you at least once a day. I'm not asking for all your time. You can send me a good morning text message. Actually, don't send me a good morning because I used to send them to my hoes. So don't send me that, but like be like, hey, how you doing? Just thought about something just to say you communicated with me for the day. But if your ass going 3, 4, 5 days and I ain't heard from you, oh, no, you ain't worried about me, brother. You don't need me.
That's true.
I don't have time for that.
That's true.
And in a business relationship, if we're working to –
because it was funny, it was like to say the funniest, and I'm about to be, you know, somebody call me messy, but, you know, I'm not, yeah, I know how I do it. I know I'm unfiltered, I'm free to begin the fuck. But it's, you know, the people that commented with the negative type of remarks to it, then the people that it applies to. yeah, I'm just saying.
It's really funny because it did apply to, I think, at least two of them.
Yeah, you know what? Because I know one of the people personally, and I know what type of person they are, and I know how you did. That person does not have. Heck, it was all business. They don't have good communication. So, hell, I mean, I know exactly what that's about. I was like,
yeah, I don't like that.
I was like, let me go ahead and comment so we get people out their feelings right now.
even when it's a business relationship, if it's like, let me know when you're available so we can set up a meeting, and when you're like, you never hit me up, so I hit you back again. I'm like, are you available today? And you say some stupid shit like, oh, today's Sunday. I usually chill at my mama's house. Really, motherfucker? Really? All 24 hours, you want to sit at your mama's house? I'm just saying. That's bullshit. That's a bullshit excuse to me. And I don't have time for that at all.
I got you on that, you know. That deserves one. That deserves one. I feel you. I got to give you one for that one. That deserves one.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I sure don't. I can't take it. Please, child. So,
all right,
you're
gonna
pretty quiet. Well, these young people. Excuse me, jungle people.
Hubby must have put her to sleep or something.
What?
I said her hubby must have put her to sleep because she got quiet. She ain't been talking. And her line ain't dropped the whole show, y'all. Her line has been on the show, line the whole show. Give her a hand for that.
Clap. Sorry, I'm confused. But anyway, back to the topic. I for mature people, they'll understand the topic. But whoever gets offended by that line is, like, pretty much in that situation. If you get offended by that, by somebody saying, well, you really just single because you're not married. If you know they're not like a dude trying to get at you and he just mad because you just shot him down, you know, somebody's really saying that, you're just really mad because you know it's true. You might not have talked to your so-called dude today, or you only talked to him at nighttime. Or you only talk to him after the club. I mean, come on now. Be real. You're still single.
Right.
Go ahead. Who was going to say something?
I'm like, so, like, on the same page with you. Like, just It's irritating, though. Just please don't waste nobody's time. Like, you wasting time. Like, just, like, tell me exactly what you want. Like, so I, you know, I can think whether or not I'm that person for you. Like, just tell me. Like, straight up. Be real with me.
You know what I like?
I keep it 100. Shut up.
I
brought another male in, too, y'all, because I didn't, you know, I wasn't appreciating how y'all was ganging up on me. So,
like ganging up on you?
That boy Mike Reeves is in the building, a.k.a. Mr. Miley Cyrus.
What's going on?
Dang, his voice big.
He sound big.
Don't he sound
big?
Like,
y'all muscular.
Like, I mean, I'm six foot. What's this big?
Oh, Lord have mercy. You huge. No, wasn't nobody ganging up on him. Top of all that.
Yeah,
we just telling the truth.
I heard y'all jumping on my man.
Telling the truth, he lying. Don't he lie all the time?
We were not jumping on him. We just were not on the same page.
What's the topic?
See, that was on page 46. That's how it was.
See, the topic tonight is, what's the topic, y'all?
If you're not married.
You're not married, you're single.
No, if you're not married, you're single.
If you're
you
not married, you're single?
Yeah, you're not married,
in the sense,
single.
I think in a sense, but then the only reason why I don't agree with it is because I think you're, like, practicing for marriage. But at the same time, it's like you got rules and boundaries you got to abide by. It kind of
you know what?
Forward.
That was a good answer.
Where clapped it?
He's slacking.
What
he saying?
Wait, what happened? What? Wait, where he going? What?
You know what? Right now, I ain't going to tell him what they're doing. He's probably out on the phone line talking to people.
He probably done moved the phone child. But wait, so he's saying you're practicing? Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
But yeah.
Repeat yourself, please.
Yeah, I said, like, when it comes to situations like that, I believe, like, it goes both ways as far as that using that excuse. I believe it's an excuse. You know what I'm saying? Because I honestly believe when you actually consider yourself committing yourself in a relationship, it's kind of like a pre-warm-up, you know, practice for the marriage. Other than that, there's no point of getting into a relationship.
Really? You really believe that, though?
I honestly believe that because, like, some people going to use that excuse that we ain't married, you ain't got a ring on my finger, and that's the first thing a female going to say, you know what I'm saying? You try to, if they feel like they're handling you too well, that's the first thing a female, then a man start making, my first, hold on, you ain't got no ring on my finger. That's unnecessary, you know. So I believe just
it's going in and out. Is that his phone?
I don't know.
That was being mean to him. It was like no. That's what's going. That's the powers that be, man. I want him to tell the truth.
What?
Powers that be don't want him to tell the truth. They hide their home. Come on, man. Dude, he's still the line, but, you know, his phone's going in and out. But, I agree with you were saying. He's still here. Mike, you here? I don't know what's going on.
Maybe
his phone
not.
Must be messing up. Mm-hmm.
Is he still connected?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so he's saying, I hate that his phone messed up. So what is it? Okay, maybe I can't mean. So every relationship
there
that
you go
through or have. Okay, can you, like, explain? Because you're saying that you think it's practice before marriage?
I honestly believe, because, like, 9 times out of 10, man, people want you to commit in a relationship. Let me just give an example. You know, just off of my experiences, you know, like if you do commit in a relationship and let's say one party, you know, kind of messes up, the first excuse that most people use is like, ain't no ring on my finger. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the first thing that a woman will say, you know, even if you be starting.
Okay.
Huh?
I'm sorry. I'm being a devil advocate. I'm sorry. Just go ahead.
I just witnessed it. I've seen it. You know, even it could be something simple as a guy saying, "Hey, I don't want you going to the club tonight." And the female, that's our first rebuttal. You know, but like to me, I think it's like a contradictive thing. You know, they want everything that comes with it, but like the minute, you know, anything goes wrong, that's the first excuse that comes out the mouth. So to me, if you really commit to it, you know, it's just practice. You know, because I'm not going to be with anybody I don't see myself marrying. You know, because that's a waste of my time, and you don't get that back.
Okay, so therefore you're single, because you can't say that, because when you're in a relationship in middle school, high school, you ain't trying to settle down with that person because you young.
That's puppy love, though. I mean, I think you just really joining the movement of, you know, everybody was doing it. It's like, hell, yes, that's what a girlfriend is? Okay, so let me get on that, you know. But, like, the older you get, you know, you start realizing the importance of it, you know, even if you do want it. So, you know, that's just ups and downs to it. Yeah, but
but you say she'd be like, okay, let's just say, like, we are adolescents, like, we are young adults or whatever in our 20s, in our mid-20s. I'm pretty sure everybody on the phone is in their mid-20s or 30s or whatever. Okay, so
right.
We in a relationship, somebody slip up, okay? You saying it's the woman, so, okay, I slip up. So you
okay.
Saying, I'm going to say, oh, well, it ain't all ring on my finger, but I feel like Angela mentioned before you got on the radio, you know, it's like lack of communication. If we haven't discussed future plans or anything pertaining to you and I, like, moving forward and progressing with each other as far as growth, not
right.
Just spiritually, but just, like, as a whole, trying to build a
right.
Family and a foundation together, then I feel like I shouldn't have to say, well, it ain't no ring on my finger. So you can't say, you can't just say that, because it has to be communication on both parties.
If
I'm doing my part and you doing your part as my man, it's not going to be a slip-up for me, because I know how I am. So, yeah,
right.
I am being defensive, because I just don't feel like all women are like that. And I know you're not saying all women, and I understand that, but I don't know, it's a sensitive topic for me. It's just like kind of, you know, doing something over here, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I got what you're saying at the same time, but, like, the question was on the relationship, so I didn't know we going to go that thorough into it. But at the same time,
but if you're saying that you're in a relationship, and you said that you don't get in a relationship if you know you ain't trying to, you know, do something with her, like,
right,
wrong
with her.
You could take it further. I mean, it's not going to hurt nothing, because that's your number one. That's your priority. If you don't have a baby or a child or whatever, then, yeah, that's your number one girl.
I agree. Like, I agree with what you said on the communication part. I feel like that'll cut out a lot of the bullshit and,
exactly.
You know, misleading people and people's emotions
exactly.
Getting involved in the wrong character. But
right.
At the same time, if it's a mutual understanding of anything as far as even if you're not that serious, even if you haven't discussed the growth, but, like, it's easy for a woman to say that, you know, if emotions get involved and then all of a sudden the roles change. All of a sudden, it's serious. You know, I thought we was on this type of level, you know, because the minute you guys, like, get intertwined, even sexually, you know, it becomes different, you know, unless you carry yourself otherwise. But most women who carry themselves, you know, with dignity, with morals, like, the minute they start getting intimate with a guy, it gets serious, especially if that's the only guy that she's, you know, involving herself with. But that all depends on you. But I can agree with the communication, because that's the key to everything. I believe that comes before trust, you know, because
absolutely.
I believe that's the key to everything, to keeping everything
right.
Afloat, you know, and let y'all know where y'all stand. But I guess it goes both ways. I said it earlier. It kind of goes both ways, you know. It do.
I agree.
Yeah.
I told you it was a difficult question.
Yeah, it
kind of like the question you say, why do kids eat Apple Jacks? You know, why do they have to eat Apple Jacks? I know that's when they say, when they give you that answer, that simple ass answer, because we eat what we like. You know, it's really no it's not the same answer. There's no I mean, that gives you that simple answer, but you really have to give it a fire reason. It's going to take a lot. It's going to be a bunch of different answers of why they felt a certain way about something. Like you said, that question is not easy. Because according to, and that's why a lot of times now, they say, you know, relationship stats say single and never married. They say stuff like that because some people are single, but they're single another type of way that they got widowed or widows. The divorce, they separated that way.
Right.
So it's just like, but it goes back to, again, it's too many people running around here saying they, you're going to be, like you said, I understand what you mean about practice. If what I relation to somebody is really necessary to point out, it's a person I'm more so wanting to marry. Like, you're pretty much, this is from here on out, this is what the trial period comes of realizing, okay, now, because the dating, you're beginning to confuse. Dating is to figure out you date around and you figure out somebody's going to risk it, and then you got to make sure, have a friend first. Have a friend and you start, and you're going to go on dates with a friend, you feel like they're a person that could really be on a level for a relationship, they jump to a relationship. The relationship now is to test to see, hey, is this going to be a person that I'm going to get into a relationship with? Because think about it.
Right.
You get in a business relationship, you have to make somebody a business partner until they have earned that trust ready to make that commitment to being a business partner.
Right.
Same thing when it comes to love, the same way. And people, they sign in, like I said, they sign these contracts for full-time positions with seasonal people. It's ridiculous.
I agree with that.
Dude, I want to slap myself with something else in a relationship, but I say, knowing good and well, I won't even marry a person in a million years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can definitely put myself at the blast, on blast like that, because I'm just a real nigga.
Oh, okay.
Straight up from the south side of Jersey, south side of Fort Worth. It's all day, every day,
Oh, okay.
Boy.
That's fine. Anyway.
Say it again.
I'm going to need people in my inbox to stop messing with me. Talking about, so I'm hard now. Okay, I'm going to need you to cut it out. Don't be coming for me in my inbox.
Y'all
yeah,
silly. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap up our show. Thank you, Mike Reeve, for joining us in our combo. We're trying to help.
I know.
Out.
Thank you.
No
yeah,
problem.
A good
no
point.
Problem.
I want to tell you that as well. You're awesome.
Thank you.
You're awesome, man. You're awesome.
Appreciate y'all, man. Huh? Y'all all right?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right. Y'all, y'all better follow me on Instagram, too.
Oh, y'all better.
Yeah.
Called your comments.
I feel kind of threatened though, for real.
Exactly. Like,
yeah. Noodle, you better follow me or I'm gonna find you. Hey, child,
really?
Baby. Oh, that's
straight
like
up.
How I felt. That's exactly how I said he's going to come shake y'all and y'all have to follow him on this damn Instagram. What is your Instagram, by the way? Why are we saying someone follow your Instagram?
Yeah, it's Mike_Reeves89. That's M-I-K-E.
I'm going to say, I tell you, Mike_.
Are you Silver Reeves, brother?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you
I'm Silver, bro.
Tell them at your face. Let me follow you.
Huh?
What are you going with this deep voice? Tell them at your face. Ooh.
It don't mess my face.
No, I think you used to be like extra dark, extra huge.
I'm the head. She's wrong. Tell her she's wrong.
I didn't catch the Reeves until I just thought about it. Then I thought about the emails from Silver.
Uh-huh. Like, y'all going to trip, though, when y'all hear my R&B, though. That's the crazy part.
Hey, that's what he's doing. He put on that Midnight Love once. What's up, baby? It's Midnight Love. What's your boy, Mike Reed? And right now, I'm going to get you guys all nice and voiced in between the ladies. Lick it up, stick it up, hit it up.
Oh, yeah, that's how I get them. Hey, I walk up on them, and then they turn around, they see how tall I am. They're like, ooh-wee. That's how I go.
Oh,
Oh, man. Oh, my God, y'all. We got 3 minutes, and y'all actually doing the most. Well, so what y'all got coming up this week, Mama Angela? What you got coming up?
This week... I don't even know. We're dropping Trap Door and Trap Ink. Shout out to 10 Toes Deep. She just did her cover shoot for Trap Ink magazine, the issue that dropped in January, beginning of the year. So shout out to her. Shout out to Trap Door magazine. Make sure you check us out online. That's artists, models, anybody else. Check it out. Or use the magazines as well as, you know, get your features and stuff as well. And that's trapdoormagazine.com. I think that's about it. Shout out to Flyware, one of my supporters on Instagram. Also, Shonda Image Boutique, Uniquely You Hair Studios. I think that's it for right now.
Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at IAmModelAngela, as well as Twitter, IAmModelAngela.
And that's all I have for tonight.
Riri, what you got going on this week?
I just want to say thanks, guys, for listening. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Houston_Riri. That's R-E-R-E. You can also friend me on Facebook, Houston, last name I-A-M. Other than that, thanks, you guys, for listening.
Oh,
man,
what you got going on?
Man.
Oh, me? Oh, him.
Yeah, you
bitch.
Good to see you, bitch.
Let's see. School work, mommy duty, But y'all can follow me and see my little girl and me while I'm at work and at school on Instagram and Twitter at DIMP87. I appreciate everyone that participated in the show tonight. I can't wait for next week's show. I'm going to have to think of a really good topic. And I also want to shout out to the guest on tonight, Miss Riri, and the lovely gentleman that came and helped say for tonight, because we was ganging up on him. I don't know what Angela was talking about, because it was two women against one man, and I was really about to, like, tag into that, but he came in and I had to, like, be all defensive and stuff one time, but it was all love, though. But I appreciate the love tonight. I really do.
All right. My appreciate you, call it, man. Go ahead. Seven, plug yourself, man. What you got going on?
I actually got the video shoot for Miley Cyrus coming up this Thursday. I'm going to have a lot of people coming out, the DJs. I got DJ Alo coming, Dallas Blocker, 10 Toes D, Fuck Fame, Miss Mercedes. I got everybody coming out, turning up HMF. So it really just going to be pretty big. Other than that, I ain't really doing too much but making music.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say that's a bunch of who's Houston right there. I guess right before we get close on that, you know, to remind everybody, you know, if you are an artist, model, heck, or anybody that's involved in the entertainment industry, even authors, book authors and whatnot, all that good stuff, dustspot.com, DUSKSPOT.com. Sign up, it's free. If you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, then your ass should be on the dust spot, because in the day, Mark Zuckerberg don't give a damn about you, but I'm probably making that money. So there you go. And I call Steve. And appreciate everybody tuning into the show. I wish show love to the great model Angela and my girl Riri, my girl Desi. That was like a trifecta in the building. Now you got three beautiful women on at one time. It's too much going on. On Friday it's going down. So and my Angela drops. Oh no, her phone dropped. Okay, so I guess we gotta go ahead and close out. Desi, Houston, y'all go ahead and close it out, man. Do it.
Hey, one time next week. Don't forget to check us out next week, the same time for another hot topic. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, we'll do. We out, y'all. You can't have no glitz and glamour. It's every Tuesday. Check it out. We'll be out. Peace.
Bye.
Deuces.